So how's this play out from here?
Well, it's really not up to me. Democrats have been using the process that's available to them to use in a way that I wouldn't suggest is helpful to getting the business of the state done. I would say that the more they talk, the more explaining they have to do. And I feel like the entire Republican caucus agrees with me on that. I just hope that they put aside some of the abuses of the process, legitimate, but I think ill-timed, beyond just making their point. Put that aside and help us get the business of the state done in the remaining days, most important days of the session.
Is there anything going on to get a voter ID bill that might be able to get out of here and break the logjam?
I'm sorry?
Is there any work being done to get some kind of a bill here?
Well, I've been encouraging conversations all week.
Right.
Whether they're making progress on it or not, I don't know. I can tell you that the Republican caucus is completely united in waiting for a response from the Democrats
to
break through the logjam.
Okay.
And I think it's completely... I think it's complete hypocrisy that in, you see the information from 1997 that a number of Democrats who've been here a very long time didn't object to photo ID legislation way back then, and yet they're willing to bring the House to a grinding halt over the same issue now.
Are the Democrats being obstructionists?
They're using the rules that are available to them. But clearly, yes, being an obstructionist. Clearly.
I mean, the Democrats might argue that Republicans use the rules when they suspended the two-thirds rule to bring this up in the first place.
I'm not arguing that. What I am arguing is it's late in the session. We have a lot of business that's unfinished. And I will say again that the more they talk, the more explaining they'll have to do.
Have you had any indication that third readings on local and consent will go more quickly?
I don't know.
The governor said that TWIA was an issue that he was willing to call you guys back into special session on. Are you aware of any other issues that are kind of behind this logjam?
No, but when he said that, it wasn't expected that this many issues would be piled up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. All he has said is that the TWIA issue is something that has to be addressed. And I think as you see the calendar move into June and hurricane season, I can understand the need to address it. But there are a lot of other issues, too, that are unresolved at the session.
Has he made any assurance to you about a special session of voter ID?
No, we haven't discussed that. But I wouldn't be surprised. I'm still somewhat optimistic we can get to it. But we're still waiting, and the clock is ticking.
What has been your role in the negotiations and trying to find some sort of compromise?
Well, I've been facilitating conversations. I've taken part in some of them. But all session long, when we've succeeded in a very closely divided House, when we've succeeded, it's when members have put aside their differences and worked things out themselves. It isn't because I forced an outcome. And I'll continue to try to be helpful, and I'll engage and talk and encourage conversations. And there's a lot of things that you don't see going on the floor. Just waiting for them to respond.
Would you at some point be willing to suspend the rules to take those out of order if the Republican caucus agreed to that?
I said not while we're on the local and consent calendar. That's a precedent that I don't want to set, that I don't think future legislatures want to get into. The local and consent calendar has been, until this moment, a matter of trust among members. And that trust has been abused here. Perfectly legitimate and within the rules, but it's not something that I would like to encourage to happen again.
How many points of order on the voter ID bill have...
I'm not discussing hypothetical points of order.
Well, how many have been submitted?
I don't know.
Have you been getting any guidance from former Speaker Craddock at all on breaking this lockdown?
Not a lot, no. I know he's been talking to a lot of members, but I think the entire caucus is united.
Mr. Speaker, the other day I had an opportunity to talk to Lieutenant Governor very briefly and ask him about what was going on over here, and he expressed concern that the House had not earlier taken up what he called some of the major issues. He said he didn't want to be critical, but he was somewhat critical.
Was he? Okay. Sorry, but I think the House did a great job on the most important thing we have to do here, which is our budget. We passed it unanimously. The Senate did not. And I think we did a lot of work to get to this point of the session on the major legislation that's unfortunately backing up on us. But to say that we hadn't addressed these issues, I think, is something that someone who hasn't served in the House might be tempted to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.